trick or treat. I've got 15 questions for you on all things scary with an episode dedicated to Halloween trivia. This is Trivia with Buds. It be and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Happy Halloween, everybody. We made it through another holiday season in the fall. And I'm glad you're here listening to the show, having some fun. Hopefully you are getting ready for trick-or-treaters, or you're getting your costume ready, or you're on your way to a big party, and you're going to have a hoot and a holler of a night. And I hope that I can help supplement your day with some cool trivia of the Halloween variety. We've got questions on witches. We've got ghosts. We've got questions of the holiday itself, and things like episodes of Friends and movies starring different creepy crawlers. So get ready for today's episode. It's going to be a good, good time. And I can't get my mind off of costumes. I'm thinking of costumes. This year I have to do Hades from the movie The Descendants, Descendants 3, which is a Disney Channel made-for-TV movie that my daughter's obsessed with. And she is being Mal, who's the main character, who is Maleficent's daughter. And Mal's dad is Hades from Hercules. So I'm dressing up as him. He's kind of like a hipster steampunk Hades, a little different than the James Woods version from the animated film. But similar face, similar hair, that kind of stuff. I think I have to wear eyeliner. Should be great. And I was thinking of a bunch of cool stuff I've done in the past. My top three costumes I've ever done are the Crypt Keeper. That was, I think, in fifth grade. My mom said, what do you want to be? And I saw that costume with the mask, and the mask was really creepy. It had like worms crawling out of it and like different scars and things. And I was like, I love Tales from the Crypt. Can I be the Crypt Keeper? And she said, I guess. So I had like a brown cloak and a really cool mask. And she goes, you need like an accessory. What does he carry around? I go, I don't know, a bone. So we got a bone from like a caveman costume. And I just brought that to school. And I think I won the costume contest in my classroom that year. And everybody really liked the mask. So I always remember that costume. In college, one of my other favorite costumes, I got to be Shredder. And my girlfriend, now wife, Ashley, was April O'Neil. So that was kind of a fun one. We took some fun pictures. And I made everything out of like silver duct tape and water jugs. I remember cutting all the spiky things for the bracelets, the gloves that he has with the Shredder type material on them, and the helmet we had to make, and all kinds of stuff. So that was a ton of fun. And then last year, I really loved our Bob's Burgers family costumes. If you've been listening to the podcast for more than a year, you probably remember those pictures. I posted them on social media and things like that, and in the different Patreon groups. And last year, if you want to go back on the Patreon page, if you're a member of that, I did post all of my past Halloween costumes for, I think, 10 years. And that was kind of fun too, to go through and look at those. So if you are looking for some good costume ideas, go check out the Patreon page. That's patreon.com/triviawithbuds. And if you want to see any of my Halloween costumes from this year or years past, you can also find them on my social media at Ryan Buds on just about everything. Some cool celebrity costumes I saw. I saw Jessica Biel dressed up as 90s Justin Timberlake with the little like mini afro and like a green jumpsuit. That was hilarious. And then I saw a bunch of couples doing filter, no filter. So it'd be like the dude looking all messy and gross, and he'd be no filter. And then the girlfriend would be looking all dialed up, and it would be the filter version. I know that's kind of probably a hackneyed or meme-based costume, but I thought it was pretty cool. They look good, the ones I saw from friends of mine. And then I just saw this right before I started recording. Sammy Hagar, legendary Van Halen frontman or sideman. I guess he was a frontman at one point, and then he kind of took over, and then he was out, and now he does his own thing. But Sammy Hagar was the Dos Equis guy. So look that up if you want to see Sammy Hagar's Dos Equis guy costume. Pretty cool stuff. That's about it for my intro here. I hope you have a safe Halloween. I hope it's fun. I hope you go trick-or-treating with your kids, or you sneak beers in a wagon, whatever you do, have some fun doing it. I just completed Sober October, as people call it, and I did not drink the whole month of October. I got really sick drinking at Wahlburgers in West Hollywood. I don't know if it was the beer or the burgers or a mixture of both, or I just happened to get sick, but it was enough to make me go, I think I don't want to drink for a bit. And I only had two or three beers there. And I had my brother visiting last month at the end of September, and we decided to go there, and it was fun, but I just felt gross the rest of the night. I threw up, and I never do that anymore. as an adult who makes good decisions. So I was like, I think I'm going to take a month off. And then I heard the phrase Sober October. So I did it. I made it the whole month and I'm excited because November is my birthday month and I can have a few beers here and there. But I did lose 10 pounds. Women always yell at me for that. They're like, guys can stop drinking and they lose weight. And I guess that's true. I lost like 10 pounds, but I'm at a brewery or a bar like every single night. Which is very easy to drink at, especially when the beer is free or comped or less. So, taking a month off was good. Sometimes I do it in January. Sometimes I do it in February. This year I did it in October and I can't recommend it enough. Everyone needs kind of a jumpstart or restart on their drinking system. And, I think you should do it too. Okay, let's jump into Halloween right now, guys. 15 questions on all things Halloween. I hope you have fun, and I hope this is a spooky good time for everybody. Here we go. All right, here we go, everybody. This is a Halloween episode. 15 questions on Halloween-related trivia just for you. Hope you have a great holiday planned, and here we go. Question number one. In Hocus Pocus, what are the names of the three Sanderson sisters? Looking for three names on this question. What are their first names? The Sanderson sisters in Hocus Pocus. Question number one. Question number two, what East Coast city holds the world record for most lit jack-o'-lanterns at once? Question number two, what East Coast city in the U.S. holds the record for most jack-o'-lanterns lit at once? Question number two. Question number three, what comic book character does Monica dress up as on Friends on the episode called The One with the Halloween Party? On the Friends episode, The One with the Halloween Party, what comic book character does Monica dress up as? Question number three. Question number four, what film simply used the tagline "Trick or Treat, Fools"? Question number four, what film used the simple tagline "Trick or Treat, Fools"? That's number four on your list, number four. Question number five, what's the last name of the doctor hunting Michael Myers in the first Halloween film? What is the last name of the doctor hunting Michael Myers in the first Halloween film? Question number six, in what decade did Harry Houdini die on Halloween? Harry Houdini, famous magician, died on Halloween. What decade was that in? Question number six. Question number seven, what is the term for a group of witches? Number seven, what is the term for a group of witches? Question number eight, what is the world's best-selling candy bar? Question number eight, what is the world's best-selling candy bar? Question number nine, in what year did the first Halloween Town movie air on the Disney Channel? What year was that, and what year did the first Halloween Town movie air on the Disney Channel? Question number nine. Question number 10, who wrote the young adult book from 1983 called The Witches? Number 10, who wrote the young adult book from 1983 called The Witches? Question number 11, the 1988 film Pumpkinhead was the directorial debut of what special effects master? Number 11, the 1988 film Pumpkinhead was the directorial debut of what special effects master? Question number 12, on a traditional ghost emoji, what eye is bigger when you're looking at the emoji on your phone? Is it the left or the right eye of the ghost? Which eye is bigger in a traditional ghost emoji when you're looking at the screen? Three more questions left in this quiz. Question number 13, when waiting for a famous legend, what three-word sign does Linus hold up on the Charlie Brown Halloween special? What are the three words on Linus's sign in the pumpkin patch when he's waiting for a famous legend? Number 13. Question number 14, what band had the 1982 song Psycho Killer? What band had the 1982 song Psycho Killer? And question number 15, Halloween Horror Nights is a themed attraction at what theme park? Question number 15, Halloween Horror Nights is a themed attraction at what theme park? Those are all your questions for this Halloween episode on the podcast today. Remember, if you love Halloween, if you love spooky stuff, there's 600 other episodes of the show to go back and check out. So search for things like ghost trivia, Halloween trivia, psycho dating profiles we just did the other day of famous creeps from movies. We've got it all and then some on the Trivia with Buds podcast. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. We are back right now with the answers to the Halloween trivia episode. Let's see how you did out of 15 questions. Number one, in Hocus Pocus, what are the names of the three Sanderson sisters? The answers were Winifred, Mary, and Sarah. Winifred, Mary, and Sarah are the three Sanderson witch sisters in Hocus Pocus. Number two, in what East Coast city would you find the record for most jack-o'-lanterns lit at once? That was Boston, Massachusetts. Boston, Mass. Number three, what comic book character does Monica dress up as? On Friends, on the episode, the one with the Halloween party, she dresses up as Catwoman. Catwoman on that episode. Question number four, what film simply used the tagline "Trick or treat, fools"? I have that on a shirt that I won from the official Twitter account for this movie when the movie came out. It's Boo, a Madea Halloween. I've never seen Boo 2, but number one is something to behold. Number five, what's the last name of the doctor hunting Michael Myers in the first Halloween film? It is Loomis, Dr. Loomis. Question number six, Harry Houdini died on Halloween in what decade? That was the 1920s, the 1920s. Number seven, what's the word for a group of witches? That would be a coven, which is also a season of American Horror Story. I think it's the third season, coven. Question number eight, what is the world's best-selling candy bar? That would be a Snickers bar. All around the world, people love their Snickers. Hungry? Why wait? Number nine, in what year did the first Halloween Town movie air on the Disney Channel? That was back in 1998. Question number 10, who wrote the young adult book from 1983 called The Witches? That was Roald Dahl, author of other books like BFG, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and James and the Giant Peach. Question number 11, the 1988 film Pumpkinhead was the directorial debut of what special effects master? Tough one if you don't know the world of cinema, but it was Stan Winston. Stan Winston, Pumpkinhead. Number 12, on a traditional ghost emoji, what eye is bigger when you're looking at it? Is it the left or the right? If you're looking at the screen, it is the right eye of the ghost. It's kind of like winking-ish at you. It's more big and black than the other one. Question number 13. When waiting for a famous legend, what three-word sign does Linus hold up in the Charlie Brown Halloween special? It says, "Welcome, Great Pumpkin." There's Linus, old gullible Linus, waiting for the Great Pumpkin. Welcome, Great Pumpkin. And two questions left here for your answers. Number 14. What band had the 1982 song Psycho Killer? That was the Talking Heads. The Talking Heads. And number 15. Halloween Horror Nights is a themed attraction at what theme park? Universal Studios in Orlando and Hollywood. Those were your answers to today's quiz. Thank you guys so much for playing along. It's now time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check them out at fmdesignsinc.com and see what they could do to help elevate your brand like they do with mine. The question is, Dream Warriors is the third film in what horror franchise? Dream Warriors is the third film in what horror franchise? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds on Twitter or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Pierce Brosnan for the actor who plays Bond in the movie Tomorrow Never Dies. And your trivia team name of the day is Trick or Treat Yourself. Treat Yourself from Parks and Rec and Trick or Treat, perfect for Halloween today. Trick or Treat Yourself. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. Thanks for leaving iTunes reviews. And thanks for all your Patreon subscriptions and donations to the betterment of the show. Patreon.com/trivia with buds if you want to throw a buck or two at what I do. We'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Happy Halloween!